Earlier this week, as I was driving to and from church, there happened to be a particularly fragrant smell on Silver Spring there, west of Sussex. Yep, right by the farm. Mm-hmm. One of those smells that when you drive through, suddenly the car is filled with it, and the kids start overreacting. You gross! I think I'm going to throw up, right? Fresh manure. If you think about it, God actually made humans pretty clever that we could come up with a use for something so disgusting, right? Turn something gross into a resource. I mean, manure does not rank among the world's top commodities, unless, of course, you're on a farm. We've even created systems to elaborately take care of it, to get it out of our way, so that we don't have to smell it or see it. But while on the surface manure is gross, it carries an unexpected beauty. It's a bit ironic that something so disgusting could bring about new life. Our gospel lesson today is the parable of the fig tree, right? A story that Jesus shares to help us understand God's grace. In general terms, Jesus explains how God provides the fertilizer we need to grow in our faith, to bear fruit. It explains how God doesn't give up on us. But I think it's so interesting that God uses something that we wouldn't normally see as good to explain how God helps us grow. For me, it again relates to how God takes things that aren't so glorious or beautiful and creates them into beautiful and glorious things. Now, one could look at this story and imagine us as the fig tree and God seemingly dumping the fertilizer on us to help us bear fruit. And some might find comfort in saying that God only gives us what we can handle, meaning that the troubles that we face in this world don't necessarily come from God, but that somehow God has a way of deciding how much gets dumped on us. And if that works for you, that's fine. There isn't anything wrong with that thought process. But I think it might be more fruitful, pun intended, to take that thought process a step further. The troubles of this world are caused by us. Not by God, but by our selfish ways. This week in our Wednesday Bible study group, we were looking at places within our community where we see concerns, issues, acts of injustice. And after we made our list of concerns within our community, then we came up with a list of sins that related to those issues. Every situation that we came up with had a direct selfish or sinful action that resulted in the issue. Poverty, racism, violence. If you look at the words in our silent prayer, all of the issues come from failures, gloating, hatred, ignoring the needs of others, feelings of rage, feelings of hoarding, judging others. If we are the fig tree in our parable, we are trees among a vineyard. And each of us impacts the growth of those around us. God's love and grace is what helps us to flourish and continue to faithfully impact the growth of those around us. But I also find it interesting, in a world where we always seem to be looking for the immediate gratification, the immediate action, that God doesn't give in to that. God doesn't give us that one chance and then cut us down if we don't get it right. No, as Jesus explained in the parable, he said, give it a year, and if it doesn't bear fruit, then we can cut it down. Mind you, this is a hypothetical year, not a 365-day schedule. The point is, God works in quiet, sometimes slow, ways. In the parables that Jesus tells, God's work is equated with yeast and salt and seeds. Small things, things that take time. Yet, as our reading from Job talked about this morning, while God's voice is quiet, the power of God is thunderous. The same goes for our work in God's world. The things that we do in God's name, the lives that we live with the glory of God at the center, the words of love that we speak, they're seemingly quiet. They don't make the headlines. They don't change the world overnight. But like God's quiet voice, God takes our quiet ways and makes thunderous power come from them. Fertilizer is not a quick fix to help something grow. It has no immediate results as soon as you lay it down. It's going to take time to see that grow. It's not dramatic work. It's not glamorous work. It's not work that necessarily gets anyone's attention. Fertilizer is a slow solution. God knows that our selfish ways make us slow to repent, slow to take those leaps of faith that God calls us to. So God continuously works to patiently work within us in those quiet ways until we're ready to serve. And then when we're ready, God uses the gifts that we've been given to make that powerful love and grace make thunderous noise. Amen.